Well, good evening. Welcome to another Dark City Show, cracking PAX Monday we've just had. As usual, Dark City Show, it's your radio, remember that? It's not our radio, it's your radio. I can't do that, obviously. I am not the Count of the City. So yeah, it's ringing, folks. If you don't know, and it's the first time you've ever joined us, thanks for joining us. If you do want to get in on the chat, and that's what it's about, please keep that in your mind. Although we have got a bit of a topic, we've got a little bit of stuff for you coming up. It is your radio. It's about what you want to bring to the forum. We're here to assist you in doing that, provide that platform. Those numbers, the magical numbers of the Dark City, 0044-161-298-0298. That's if you're outside the UK. If you're inside the UK, 0161-298-0298. Alternatively, you can do it all for easy peasy and completely free via Skype. So you just download the program, get it on there, do all the free, don't subscribe to anything, get it all free. And then you add Bob's Backyard. That's Bob's Backyard. That is the actual contact Skype for all of us pretty much on Dark City Radio. Right then, so, got loads of thank yous and stuff, but we'll leave that for later on, because we never know what's going to happen. We've got an hour show, so if you are right there, get on and get in now. Don't ring us up, we're 5 minutes from the end. Come in, sit in, and then throw some in. Don't wait till the end to try and queue up. We've had a bit of that happening just recently, with the phone lines getting crammed up within the last few minutes. So spread it out, folks, if you can. Makes our life easier. So I'm just going to say big support, big thank you for everyone who's helped us out over the last couple of days. We've made another massive leap, which is really cool. And we've had a load of other people kind of coming along to show their appreciation and support. And that always buzzes us up. I've got one really important piece of news. Oh, yeah, I've had my hair braided. There you go. And now I'm going to throw it over to our Dawn from the Dark City, right? Because our little friends, we're becoming really friends with this group, Atos, okay? Anyway, I'll let Dawn get on with that. Dawn, if you would, can you tell us what our little furry friends Atos have been up to this week?
Hi, folks. Okay, it's Dawn, as you know, from the Dark City crew. Last Wednesday, to be precise, we discussed Atos, and a lot has happened since then. We actually managed to get hold of the Atos assessment, and that you can find that in our Facebook group, Dark City Radio TV, so if you search that. If you're not in the group already, and we'll happily add you. Now, also, I think I posted it on the page as well, the Dark City Radio page. Today, Jayshay posted some interesting information that they received in their inbox from someone regarding an expose on the Department of Work and Pensions and Atos. So I'm just going to read it out, and you can make of it as you will. And if anybody, as Paul has said, wants to call in about Atos, if they have something to share, personal experience, or if they have something relating to what I'm just going to read out, that would be fantastic, because we really want to hear about it. I also recently joined a group about Atos, and it was they had been successful in getting the co-op to drop Atos. So if anybody wants to talk about that, that would be great as well. So anyway, without further ado, I'll just read this out to you. Hi, I work within the Department of Work and Pensions, so please don't use my name as it could cost me my job. The Department of Work and Pensions are rolling out nationally an initiative to work with 120,000 families whose lives are blighted by joblessness, single parents, crime and truancy, We have specially trained personnel to work closely with them to break these harmful trends and integrate them into society, improve their lives, and make working the preferred options. However, what has not been released and is being kept hush-hush is that these families are to achieve certain targets, working with our staff and stakeholders, professional organisations which have been hand-picked to get the desired results as expediently as possible. The department is investing a great deal of resources into this project, and participants are to be under no illusions that the equal investment and commitment are required from them. This will not be an option where families can choose not to be involved in. If they refuse to participate, their benefits will be stripped under sanctions. If, after a period of 26 weeks, results are not forthcoming and improvements tangible and sustained, all benefits will be withdrawn. The adults will either have to work in any position that can be found and will be paid via fuel, food and basic clothing. Now, if the children continue to truant and participate in antisocial behaviour, those under 13 will be taken into care and those over 13 will be expected to work under the same terms as their parents, with tutors twice weekly to ensure a basic level of literacy and numeracy. I will read a bit more about it, but I know it's a lot to digest here. So what I will do is post it on the Facebook page and we'll put it under the video or on the Facebook page in the group, definitely, anyway. Where was I up to? I've lost my place here. They will not be living with their parents, but in dormitory accommodation. Tenders have been received and a shortlist drawn up for the lots as with PIP. Forerunners are G4S, might have be aware of them already. They done the shambolic security for the, or should I say insecurity for the London Olympics. Dilats, Violaya, Capita and Circle. Myself and many other staff are horrified but are powerless to stop this. The government are saying they will save more on what they cut on the benefits, including DLA, for the people in these families getting high rates for anger and behavioural problems, housing benefits and benefits for babies and children. Any of the parents having children throughout or once they've failed the initiative will be taken into the care of local authorities and the families will be allowed supervised access at contact centres as deemed acceptable by the people overseeing the project and the handlers for the individual families. Quite a lot there. This is all underway and being arranged as we speak. The government see these families as an absolute blight on society and one way or another are determined to get rid of them in any way they can. Their view is that support and money haven't helped. ASBOs are a joke and seen as a badge of honour, and children, whether in these families or other families on low income, are a drain on resources, and they believe if they stop paying, then the children will stop being born, and those already here will have to either conform or to be excluded and earn their keep. That didn't make sense. Oh, that's fine. To get disability allowance for children is going to be nigh on impossible, which is why the reforms haven't targeted them. New plans are underway as the perception is that all children need care and parents know this before having them. Therefore, they are only very rare circumstances where additional support is justifiable. Thank you. So that, in a nutshell, is discussing what to expect in the future by someone who is on the inside. So thank you to GSH for posting that in the group, and they got it from someone else, obviously. So thanks to that person who had the guts to do that. We really appreciate it. Getting that information out is so vital. And of course,
quite alarming, Dolph.
Yes, absolutely.
We just had the Pax Mundi show. Speaking of Abu Katana, mm-hmm. Abu Katana, and an individual there that has been basically attacked, for want of a better word. And, you know, and basically that was, well, look out, they're doing it to the Muslims now, but who's next? Who's coming? What did they say? Who's coming next? We'll have to get back onto Nigel pretty quick and let him know it's already begun. They're not targeting one person. How many people did you say, Don? 120,000, was it?
Yes.
125 English-born people, if I get it right. I'm not going to get into the colour thing. I don't do it. 120,000 English-born people and families, of the poorest of them all, are now being assaulted by the cohorts of the government. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's always the most vulnerable people. I'll reiterate that. Most vulnerable people in society that always seem to get hit by this. It's not a coincidence. It is intentional. Basically, just trying to knock out the poorest people in society and force them into ever increasing troubles in a fraudulent system.
Totally agree. I absolutely too. Well, I mean, I don't have to agree. I mean, I've got this thing about, I've got Deke in my head now saying open the history book, you know, look at the pictures. You know, because he was banging.
Well, just watch what history book it is, however, because half the history has been falsified, rewritten.
You don't have to be too. You don't have to look into it too deep. You know, like I say, just look at the pictures. Look at the pictures. Don't read any of the words.
Make up
your own. With the pictures. I think Nigel might actually have something to say. He's got back a bit quicker than we thought. Go on, Nigel.
Yeah, when you said they're looking at the history books, it just made me think. This is going back to the 19th century, the poor law and the workhouses. This is what it is. Again, the institutionalisation and criminalisation, marginalisation of the poor.
Well, it's what we were talking about last night as well, which was this planned genocide, which is underway and has been underway for a long time. But it's ramping up now. There's no holes barred. They're going for anyone and everyone that they perceive as shite, really, because they have absolutely no regard for the poor. They don't recognise us as human, even. They don't recognise that we have emotion, that we are sentient, that we make intelligent, sentient choices for ourselves. And so we're nothing to them, and they are out to exterminate a massive percentage of the global population. Paul's trying to distract me,
I was holding back the word twat again. War on Terror, click, dink, and you're talking then, and straight away, twat, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're terrorising us. That's what it is. It's not about the money, come on. Just stop bombing innocent people in far-off lands. Every person in the country could retire until we're 85. Have triple the social security. Oh, there's some woman in a flat somewhere who can't afford a kid. You know, she does a couple of hours cleaning on the side so she can feed her children some decent food. You know, at the bare minimum, claw them, put shoes on their feet, and she's now a criminal. Or he. Excuse me. Bit of a rant. Get a bit sexist there. Because it happens. People do the best they can do with what they've got available. Give them shit. Don't expect too much out of them. Don't expect much. You keep these people downtrodden. Keep them downtrodden all the time. Don't expect them to come up with some genius idea, build their own business, be successful, work in a true free market economy, be capitalist when we've never even had it. You know? Anyway, who've we got? Dawn, Dark City, get in there, love.
Hey, I just wanted to reiterate something I said last week in relation to Attis and the Rothschild connection. Please look into it. Because there is a lot of easily found evidence out there. You don't even have to dig that hard to find the information. like with AXA being the principal shareholders of Atis. You look into them, you look into who's high up in these companies, who's behind them. Like, there's a Rothschild, a managing director of AXA, who's one of the principal shareholders. Fidelity was actually the top one. And again, I said about the Bill Rothschild being the senior financial advisor there, and there's other Rothschilds as well. But and Edmund de Rothschild, which is how blatant can you be, basically, he has a corporation, or himself as one of the, also the, like, the second highest investor in Atis, so that should say it all, really, because whenever there is this corruption going on, you always seem to find connections to these people.
You know, I'm going to go, I just noticed something else there. So if we actually stick it to Atis, right, you know, we stand against Atis, what we're actually doing is striking the pocket of the rich elite. Because they have actually invested. That would be really cool. That could be poetic. If we can turn Atis over, right, by pointing that out to these so-called people in authority, hey, up, we're on your bag, we've caught you, back off, sack it. Now, I know they'll do like the poll tax, won't they? They'll go away, come back, call it something else and have us anyway. But, you know, if we can turn them over, that takes money out of the Rothschild's pocket.
Well, you know...
Can agree more.
Just, would that really make any difference? I have to ask myself the question. Not at all. These people aren't interested in money. Yeah. What do they do? They ring up the mayor, you know. Hello, is that the Mr. Banker? Yes, we'd like you to print out another $26 million, please. We're a little bit short. How are we going to pay for it? I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll inflate taxes over the next 15 years, and all the people who are actually living here will pay it for us, okay? Is that all right? Oh, that's lovely, says Mr. Banker. Come on.
I say. Ooh, rather. It's definitely about power. Because, as you say, they've got more... I don't even like using the word money, because the money is backed by nothing these days. It's just... they just print it out into their... I can't even say heart's content, because they don't seem to have a heart. well, not the kind that we do, anyway. anyway, that's rant over.
Another point that came out of that email you were just reading, Dawn, was that children, if these families, these targeted families, don't actually live up to the mark that some arbitrary official bod is going to decide they have to live up to, then the children are going to be put into the care of the local authority. And there were... They're saying that kids that grow up in these families, they're a waste. They're a waste of money, a waste of resources, a waste of energy. They grow up broken. Well, what happens to children that grow up in the care of the local authority? They're found out to be sexually abused by those in power, by those that sit as magistrates and judges and policemen and go on, Prajna.
Even if they're not sexually abused, in chat, John has just said they'll extend approved schools as kids are taken away. I was in one, Eastmore Leeds. You do slave labour. I had to make slabs and cut wood for fences. Whilst you learn English or maths one afternoon a week. Basically, workhouses for the written off, and this has it written off all over it, if true. Certainly this is what Atos says about itself.
Can I just interject here? This is actually beginning to sound like our version of FEMA.
Detention centres. Yeah. And that is just a version of a concentration camp anyway.
Mm. Absolutely.
Here I am again. It's me again. I just want to throw some in the works. Are they actually... Why would they need to set a FEMA camp up in Britain? In the UK, the United Kingdom, Ireland, England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, right? Can you leave this place and arrive in this place freely?
I'm going to jump in. I think that it's a totally different setup in the UK to than it is in the US, and I don't necessarily mean that they would be setting up concentration camps. Yeah. However, with the what you call it, re-education centres and everything, it sounds along the same lines. We're already kind of living in a police state as it is, because there's over 4 million CCTV cameras in the whole of the UK at the moment anyway, so we're one of the most surveilled countries in the world as it is. So really, do they really need to have the camps if they're surveilling us so much? No. It's totally different from the America, which is a lot bigger as well. So they want to try and contain people.
I don't agree with you, Dawn. I think it's very, very similar to America. I think the similarities are almost identical. Of course, America's a lot bigger, and they've had to build concentration camps inside the United States of America, of course, to confine the people into areas where they can control them. Obviously, that's just the maths, isn't it? A lot of space. Less people in that space. I know there's more people in America. It's a lot bigger. So they've got more area per person added to control, build a concentration camp. You don't need to build one in Britain. You can't come in here unless you've got a pass. You can't leave unless you've got a pass. If you are actually receiving, let's get it right, pensions, okay? I receive a pension, basically, because of malpractice on the part of doctors. So I received that, and I haven't got an issue with that. But if I leave this so-called country, I'm allowed 28 days and then I've got to return, unless it's to one of the European partnerships, and then you get 26 weeks and you have to return.
I'm a prisoner.
I'm a prisoner with paperwork off the... what do you call it, the man who's in charge of the prison, the governor? But the governor. The governor's come along and he said, Yo, Bob, I've some of these bits of papers because you're a good prisoner. You come back and you'll spend your money in this country because we've made an agreement with the bank, which we did earlier, remember? Make us that money up. Oh, yeah, we'll keep them in the country. Oh. They'll spend their money in Britain, and you spend money in Britain. Go out and spend... £10. Spend 10 quid. Over £7.50 of that goes into their BS. £2.50 worth of goods, if you're lucky. If you're lucky. You know, there's no tax on food. Bollocks, come on. Come on. Again, you don't have to be really educated. You don't have to be dead clever to realise by inflating the fuel tax, ridiculous amount on fuel, then you're paying the tax for your food on transport. Come on. It's pretty simple, isn't it? Pretty simple stuff. So I rejoice at this information coming. Let them keep doing it. Let them keep forcing us into a corner. You know, you keep doing that. You know, keep putting us under, you know, because we like it. We like it. We fry.
They don't have to, in the UK, they don't have to throw us in a concentration camp to enslave us. I mean, they're already doing it through ATIS, really. And all their, the thing is, those who don't realise they're enslaved are probably the most enslaved of us all, really. Because, obviously, like, the people that don't realise how the monetary system works for a start, they think that, our money, when you pay taxes, it's going to services like helping the roads or health service or whatever. What they don't realise is that every note that's printed has interest attached prior to its use. So you're already starting from a debt standpoint, and a lot of that money is going into the pockets of the banksters. So that's why there's always this shortage of money, and the interest becomes compounded. It's constantly raising the amount that you owe because you never started off from an even standpoint. You were in debt before you even had the money. And their system, that's the thing, their system is fraudulent and they're full of usurpery, so it's not really a legitimate system.
I don't look at the legitimisation of the system. I wouldn't dispute it with you, Don. But will you stop opening that packet of crisps with your microphone muted?
It's
and we'll
not,
love you for
it's
that.
Not a packet of crisps, I'm just fidgeting.
So, yeah, again, this thing about that's what Attis is trying to do. I've got no doubt that that's what's going on, but they don't need to. They've already got us. They don't need to do it anymore. I mean, so what they do is they get us all running around having a go at these individuals. Oh, well, they're going to come and take away my social security, my housing benefit and my beggaring tax. Good. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad they do. Because we can. They're working for us. You know, eventually, we're just going to hang on a minute. And what are they going to do? Come out and start machine gunning us all? Because we haven't got guns. Oh, we'll go get guns like the Americans and defend ourselves. That's rubbish. Absolutely rubbish. You start to defend yourself in that manner, they'll turn up with one of the helicopter gunships and you're all dead.
Yep.
All right? Easy target. Drones. Why have we got drones? Because they're trying to create civil unrest. That's what they're trying to do. They're sick of attacking the enemy abroad and now they're turning on us. They're turning on us. They've already turned on us. You know? You know, people say, oh, well, there's white guys, white-born English people with no religious or political locked up in prison. Where's he from? Is he over from Huddersfield? Was he over in that direction? And what was his crime? He had the 7-7 video. What? The 7-7 video. And he's gone to prison for being a terrorist. Yep, that's it. A terrorist. He's a white guy. He's not a Muslim. Now, why would they do it to one guy?
To get you.
Why would they do it to one guy? Why would they do that? I'll tell you why. To see what you do. Nobody does anything. We let them get away with it. Oh, they got away with it. We'll do it again. We'll do it again. We'll do it again. We'll do it again. They'll just keep doing it again. Over and over. I guess me why people keep complaining about it all the time. Of course that's what they're going to do. I mean, I said all this stuff in the 80s. You ended up with a personality disorder. Oh, now I prophesied what was going to happen. No, I didn't. No, I didn't prophesize what was going to happen. It's still ongoing. I didn't see it 30 years earlier. It was ongoing then, and it's ongoing now. Nothing's changed. TV is used to program and coerce people into thinking of a certain mindset. Governments rob, lie, and steal with their cohorts, the banks, at best. Now, I'm not saying that every single person in politics is an evil tribble. Okay? I'm not. I don't go down that line. They're all genetically stupid. And we're expecting them to come up with a solution for our problems. Look, hang on a minute. We can't have it both ways. We really can't. So, the name of the guy, can you remember the guy who was jailed for the 7-7 video, Nigel? Go on, Pryor.
John Anthony Hill, the guy who made it.
John, no, he didn't make it. No, he didn't make it. He was a rocketeer. He was an island. There's a guy from the north here.
Don't know about
him. Right, there's a few videos out there. I'm rubbish with names. I think it's yours, Brandon. You studied the house. So I am. I'm terrible about that. But look it up. Look it up. Check me out. And if I made a mistake, climb all over me. That's what it's about.
Well, actually, me and Prajna do know someone that has recently got out of jail. He was sentenced to 18 months for terrorism because he had a copy on his computer that had never been opened
that's
in
him.
The 2 years
that's
since
he's a rocketeer.
Yes.
The Rocketeer,
the guy
goes out and makes rockets.
Michael
and I'll tell you what, he's big here.
Michael Dobson.
There you go, for chat. Michael Dobson. There
Google
you go. It. Google it, Phil. Thanks, nice for being there. Nice for me. I did watch something else from chat, and there's a great crowd in chat tonight. So it's good to see you all there. But I know it's somebody else say something. I'm just going to scroll back up, see if I can spot it. But it sparked with me, and I've lost it now. Oh, yeah. Right. Stop the Rot. Right, Stop the Rot. Stop the Rot's going to meet up with his local MP, who's invited him for a coffee. Isn't that lovely? And he's going to put his local MP on a slow roast of the Dark City barbecue. And he's going to grill him. He's going to grill him. I prefer to barbecue them, but hey, grilling's good, Stop the Rot. I still suggest that you sprinkle them with garlic. Before you start, just to be on the safe side, of course. So, or actually wear a few clothes around your neck. That might actually work a little bit better. Because remember, you are, if you have been invited in, you have been invited in, and I think you should go there and go off, sir. Go off. So I do suggest, before you go, that you consume Jerusalem artichokes in a vast quantity. Okay? I mean, you might think I'm crazy. If you've never eaten Jerusalem artichokes, you won't get a joke. But if you have eaten, if you haven't eaten, great, I'm telling you, you'll have a right laugh. I mean, after eating three or four Jerusalem artichokes, I can actually play the national anthem through my bottom. So, I can't actually, I don't even know where the national anthem goes, but you get the point. You get the point. Atos, and the positions we're all actually all in. I thank Atos for bringing this to the forefront for thousands of people. I thank every politician for speaking out loud on camera. You know, especially when they do it in pairs. I mean, you get two politicians stood on a podium talking to us about 98% of anything they ever discuss, and all you need between them is a penis. Because it's the biggest pair of bollocks that you've ever seen. I love the religious people getting on television and telling us all about it. I do. I really do. I think they're wonderful people, because every time one of them opens a mouth, somebody else stops listening to them. You can't take these people seriously. They have driven us into fear of sitting around in our houses going, oh, well, we're all right. We're all right. It could be Russia or China. Oh, they're worse than our government. No, listen. Listen, brothers and sisters. You know, I'm not talking about civil unrest. I don't want people to rise up and attack other people for any reason at all. I truly don't. I truly don't. But I tell you what, we've got to do something. So let's have disobedience. Let's be disobedient. Let's all be naughty boys and girls, right? I'm not saying about you, just something naughty. And I'm going to go back to, you know, walking down the street with a megaphone telling people they're all stupid. You know, you get it. It's naughty. Just go out and be naughty. Do something naughty. I'm not saying be destructive. I'm not saying, you know, be fighting or anything like that. And don't get personal if you go out with a megaphone. Don't pick on people personally. It's fun. It's street art. Look at Danny Shine. He's got a good message, Danny Shine. But more than anything, he's an artist. He's an artist. He gets on there and he puts a smile on people's face for the majority of the time. Okay? And he don't take shit neither. Not a violent man. A peaceful, loving man. He don't take shit. Do your bit. Do your bit. You don't need to gather together in groups. You really don't. I mean, sometimes you're going out like, you know, we did up here and nicking the land. Yay, fuck you, we're having it. Yay. You know, not, you don't wait for their authority. Yeah, it helps. It helps if you've got it lined up with the national press and you can know how to do a press release. Do your preparation.
Yeah.
Do your preparation, right? But don't start prepping forever. And if you are a prepper, you are an American brothers and sisters. I'm not all to the server tonight. I don't know who's on. But if you are one of our American brothers and sisters and you've been prepping, right, now is the time. Start planting your seeds. You know, them heirloom seeds, start planting them. Recycle the food goods and the stuff you've got in there. Have a party. Have a party and cook the stuff that you got prepped up and invite your people around. Use that, because they will try and take out any alternative culture. Any alternative culture. Now look at your history books. Go and have a look at them. And I don't care who's written them. Time and time and time again, you set up an alternative culture and you are demonised by them. Almost immediately, you know? So I was wondering how long it would take before we got demonised here. You know, and I actually said it, hey, it won't be long before they realise I'm doing this. And then they'll start, and I've had loads of stuff now about paying poll tax. Hang on a minute, I'm exempt! I'm exempt, I'm paying you people. I've been in there with my mate, Nigel, because he knows all this. Went in there, we saw it all out. You don't pay it, you're exempt. 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 Thank you very much. Why do you keep charging him for it? Oh, we're very, very sorry. We won't do it again. Bye, bye. Bing, turned up again. What are we paying them for? They can't even do the job. Do you know? They can't even do the job. So now I've got to go and do the work that we've already done again. Now, hang on a minute. I'm now working for them. I'm going to them and providing them with the information. So why can't I get paid? Why can't you pay me? You know, I've got to put my time and energy into filling in that stupid form, and they've already got the information. Where do they get the information from? The other department across the road that actually verifies the information you give them. Well, why do we need to give you this information if you already need it? We're paying two separate people most of the time within housing benefit and within the, your council tax. We pay them to talk to them. Oh, you get an housing benefit, you don't need to pay. All right, well, why do you keep sending them a bill then? Why do you keep sending them bills? What's the point? Why are we paying them? They can't do the job. Simple to me. So what? Okay, you've not done your job. Will you pay me? Will do. Not a chance. Oh, you're not employed by us. You're expecting me to do the work. Oh, yeah, no. What are you talking about? You're a slave. Go back in there, right? Go and play on your bloody radio, and we'll give you a few pennies to go out and spend at the weekend. All right, then. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take his pennies. We'll take his coppers. And we'll put them into bitcoins. Because that's what we did. That's all we did. And that's what's paid for the radio so far. Huh? Do you know what I say? Do you know what I say to Atos, the government, and all them lot? And I've said this before. I will accept your unconditional surrender. You better start hearing this, you people out there. I'm one man. That's all I am. I don't speak for anybody else but me. I'm one man. You're pushing us too far. You surrender. Unconditionally. And we will not reap retribution on you. No retribution. You're ignorant. Accept that and join us. Just remember, everyone's welcome on my planet. My planet. It belongs to me through my rights and passage of birth. And while I'm on this planet, I'm part of it. So don't try and tell me I'm separate from it. Don't tell me one of my brothers and sisters is different than me because of the social place, where they were born or what religion they're in. Bullshit. If you want to live that bullshit, that's fine. Go and live your bullshit. I'm happy. But don't throw rocks at my house. Because this house is not made of glass. And it does not shatter. We'll sit in it. We'll sit in it until we've got it. We'll crack it. Because we work together as a family. And I don't mean as brothers and sisters in that sense, what we've all grown up with. No. I mean, we're a family of amateurs. We're here doing this. Because we love it. Because we can. And that's why I've said all along, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. I could be dead tomorrow. I could drop down dead with a heart attack in a split second. And that could happen to any of us. It's a fleeting experience we're on. For my sake, and I ask you, as just another individual here, another individual, I ask you, fulfill your life to the best of your ability. Put a smile on your own face, put a smile on somebody else's face. Invoke brotherhood and sisterhood for no other reason than that you can. And that's how we'll take them down. Take these scum serious. Because that's what they are. They're the scum. And I mean that, I don't mean a bad thing. I mean, when you make a good soup, you have to take a little bit off the top. That's all. Let's not go destroying all the ingredients. Let's not do it. We've been asking people who are equal to us to be responsible for us. And they're not capable of doing it. I get that in the bigger picture, no one is capable of being responsible for anyone else. Now, that doesn't mean we all turn around and let, you know, the old people starve and freeze to death. Because you remember, we have people in this country freezing to death in their home. Not because they're poor, because they were too scared of getting in debt. Too scared. Them people died not of cold. They died of fear. Fear killed them. Because they were too proud to go into debt. Fear. We've got men, women and children now quaking in their homes. Quaking. Because Atos are about to pounce on them. We should go to Atos meetings. You know, I tell you what, if they ask me to come in, I'm going in. I'm going to go, mate. I will be camera'd up. Right, I'll go in there, mate. I'll light up. I'm going to go in with a great big one of them old BBC cameras on my head. You know, with Robo-Whippy winding it as we go in. You know, make it plainly, blatantly obvious. Go on, get in there. Get in this, Rob.
Exactly what you're saying there. By by one share in Atos. Every fucking one of us by one share in Atos. And we're shareholders and we're in their AGM. Fuck them.
Yeah. Good idea. Yeah, there's an idea. Right, yeah, here's one for the next year. Go and find out how much it is for a share in Atos.
And how do we manipulate the market so that the shares are a penny each?
We don't all buy them.
Yeah, okay.
We don't all buy one, we just get one.
They're manipulating the market themselves, and they're manipulating the market badly away from their favour just by what they do and how they do it.
I think they're working for us, mate. I reckon the New World Order, right, and the rich elite are that stupid, they're now playing our game. It's great stuff. Go on, Don, you were trying to get in, Chuck.
I was just going to say that I totally agree with them. With Cali, fuck him.
Fuck him.
No, it's non-compliance.
We just got to have a laugh.
Can't we just laugh in their face? Can't we just leave them in
the
corner until they rot down? I really don't want to be doing that effing thing to them, really. Can't we just leave them alone?
No.
Let them rot down. I'm sure we can use them for fertiliser and sometimes, you know, they'll get it.
And they can either join us or not.
I don't think they're bad people. No. I think they've been put into a position they can't possibly cope with, and now they can't possibly cope.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to make it complicated. Yeah. I'm not having a go at these people. I don't want to demonise them. I'm not. See, starting off just like me, just like you out there, you know, we started off the same. You know, pushing a grunt and a, and here we are. Here we are. What happens from that point to where you're out of this thing is up to you. It's up to you, really, as individuals. We are in sticky places, and it's easy for us lot, really, sat around in our houses, you know, talking about this on the internet. But I tell you what, this Dark City Radio is not about the constant debate. It's about finding solutions. I want to know how much it is.
And it's also about...
I want to go to Atos's annual meeting. Yeah. I want to go. I do. That's a mission. So, yeah, if you're out there, folks, and you can find out...
It's also about people having different opinions and being able to voice those opinions.
Really? Without fear? Yeah?
Exactly.
Atos share price, 57.11.
57 pence, is that?
I think so, yeah, I think that's 57 pence.
Yeah.
Is that how much they are? 57 pence?
Yeah, you can get one of them.
I think we might all have to have one, mate. Is that it? Is it that simple? How to take down Atos? I mean, if you've got any other ideas, how to be a... Not take them down, you know, because at the end of the day, you've got people working there, and they're just trying to take the mortgage.
Yeah.
That's all they're trying to do. They don't want to be in the same situation as them people.
But we can go along to their AGM and we can actually inform them that their mortgage is a fraud and that it's all based on fictional lies.
Yeah, I mean, I don't suppose we have to. If there's enough of us, we just vote that they go away. Yeah. We vote to dissolve Atos.
Yeah. They are not them, they are us.
That's what we can suppose. Yeah. Hey, it's a nice one.
We're on a roll.
We might be. It needs looking at. Can we all buy a share in Atos for 58 pence? Don't all do it at once. Let us know. We don't want to start taking the price up.
Yeah.
In fact, let's all muck together and we'll buy them in one big go. No, you want them singular. You do want them singly, you're right. That gives you a right to go to the AGM because you've got
millions of us at the Atos AGM.
59 pence each. Well, there's 1,000, what is it, 1,200 people in that year in your car.
We could coordinate our buying of that one share each so that we all go to the stock market on a given day at a given time, you know, a particular time. We all buy our shares and, we all get them at the same price.
That's kind of, yes.
Yeah.
That is a good idea. An absolute brilliant idea. I'll look at it. I'm going to write it down. Yeah. Atos.
I'm going to do a Facebook event.
Don't tell them. Open the Dark City Bitcoin Vault. anyway, I don't know. I don't know whether it'll work or not, but I think it's a damn good idea, and that's what it's all about. Good ideas.
Yeah.
Now, I do
just
suspect...
Don't wait. Just get to it.
I do suspect, trying to be a realist here now, that in 5 or 6 years' time, there'll be thousands of people all wishing they'd stood against Atos when they had a chance. That's what I suspect.
I don't expect anything's going to happen, brothers and sisters. I really don't. I think we'll just go,
oh, dearie me, dearie me. No, I've got to go now. We've got to get off. It's Wednesday. It's 9 o'clock, Coronation Street, so...
That's what I suspect what's going to happen. And a lot of you know, if you've heard me rap on before, and I have on many occasions, about a thing called Gladio and the Gladio effect. Once you grasp that, once you grasp it, you'll know exactly why they ain't going to do anything. Because then people are going to stand and fight for their slavery. And that's what I suspect. I hope you prove me wrong. I really do hope you prove me wrong, but that's all I've got. That's all I've got. Hope. And you're not next to hope. You're on your knees praying. And that's it. We've got Disabled People Against Cuts, a website coming in. Don't have the guard. I hope somebody's checked that out before we've actually whacked it out there. I suspect not, actually. Yeah. Let's not be the Jews complaining about the Holocaust. You know, let's not be the Muslims complaining, you know, about the tyranny that's going on with those people. Let's not become another group. You know, that just took it. They just took it again and then whinged about it and not doing anything. Like I say, I don't know what the answer is. I never have. I thought I have a few occasions, but I don't know what the answer is. You know, and I suspect no one else does neither. I don't know. I mean, like I say, I really generally don't know where we go, what we're going to do, you know. I know where we've got to start. We can't, you know, we're also, oh, well, yeah, they're wrong. We know they're wrong. What are we going to do to put it right? Why would you implement the solutions? How do you implement them solutions? You know, how do you wake up in this country, right, with all this national depression going on, as soldiers, right? And I'm not big into soldiers, right? I'm not. I've worked with quite a few of them in my time. I have. But that's another story. Well, you know, when one dies, we all lose. For whatever reason. That's not giving me reasons and justification for killing and violence. They've not got it. There is no justification. None.
Not even for us?
No, not for me. You know, I've seen it, you know. You get somebody who's physically aggressive, somebody who's verbally aggressive, and somebody who's mentally aggressive. They'll all argue that the other one's worse than them. It reminds me of the government. Oh, we could be Russia. Oh, we might be worse there. Oh, we'd be in China, and they all be talking funny, and they're terrible. It's no different. What's the difference? So, yeah, I'd like to declare myself now. I've looked at the Truth Movement. I've had a look at all the groups. And unless you're out there and you can swathe me differently, I think you're all full of shit. Basically, that's it. The top and bottom of it, you're full of shit. You know, hundreds of different groups all running around trying to prove the same point. What? What for? What's your general? What's the purpose, you know? You know, well, I've listened to quite a few now. And they, you know what they end up with? Kill them. Like, what? Look, you know, we've got to kind of come up with something else here. Yeah, yeah, well, we should do this. What would you do with all them people who disagree? Kill them. Like, you know, we need to come up with something else here. You know, is there any chance we could kill them? Kill them all. And it's like, these are the people that are telling us that they've got another idea. And, you know, and I'm not picking on any individuals here. Like I say, I'm not. I just think you're all stupid. And I include myself. I include myself in that. I'm stupid. I am actually stupid because I'm sat here telling you what you're stupid. You know? And we are. Let's not kind of go, oh, no, we're dead clever, us, and you start to say we're a bit thick. No. Hear me. Feel me, brothers and sisters. Just don't beat yourselves up any further because we didn't know. Because we were a bit daft. Because we didn't know. We didn't know. If you do know, if you're like me and you know who I'm talking to. Don't play their game. Make it your game. And a game's fun. It's fun. That's what it is. But when you were a little kid, you played war with your mates, maybe. You didn't kill anybody. It was fun. It was a game. It was a fun thing to do. Fun. Get it? A game is enjoyable. It's fun. So if it ain't fun, you ain't enjoying it, stop. Do something else. Oh, what should we do, Bob? Dude, I don't, nobody can tell you because it's something else. That means it's going to be fucking different. Have we got it? Do something different in your life. Do something extraordinary. Do something mundane. I don't know. There's loads of things to do. You know, it's a massive globe. There's loads of stuff going on. Loads of stuff. You won't believe it. And if you're bored and you don't know what to do, come round my bleeding house. We'll find you something to do. God, you won't believe it. It's just amazing the amount of what goes on. I had a life where I was sat around thinking it's all over, it's all ended, there's nothing here for me. No, that's it. But I'm bang! The entire life's changed. In 8 weeks. It's changed in 8 weeks. Really has. And I'm nearly 50 years of age. You know, what's this? My second childhood. I'm having my second childhood, but I'd like to let you all know. I didn't have a first one. I didn't have a first childhood. I've not had a first childhood, mate. You know, I turned up here and went, oh my God, what's going on? Well, perhaps I didn't use the word God, but you get my point. Oh my God. Okay, don't want to be here. Crazy, what's going on? What's going on? I wasn't allowed to grow up. I've never grown up. Can't do it. You suffer trauma, your consciousness does not develop. You don't develop. And that's why they keep us under trauma and threat continually. Focus on your breath. Make it fun. Make it fun. Got somebody whittling my mouse from behind. Oh, Pransner. I didn't know you were like that. Oh, we're going to have a nice night here this evening. I think I'll invite my friend Rupert over. So, yeah.
Hi, Barbara.
Go on, Don.
She said, hi, Barbara.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, don't give all my secrets away. Before people will know. I'll be sure.
Oh, anyway, yeah, I've just seen this Department of Work pensions spent over £1 million on audio recording machines for the fraud department. Interesting. I threw the link in the chat room. Put that link under the video as well. And in the group.
Good stuff, Dawn. Good stuff you found for us again, digging out there and we're bringing it up, putting it in the forefront. It's got to be done. But let's just kind of get it into his head. Let's get it into his head. It's not their game. They weren't born you. It's your game. It is your game. It really is. And if you want to
play it and have fun with it.
Well, that's it. Celebration. My word the other day, you see, stuck with me. Come back in and, you know, celebration. And I said that the other day. Celebrate. Put a bit of celebration in your life. And, you know, and it's easier said than done. But recognise it. No, just recognise it. When our families are broken up, when our communities are smashed, for whatever reason, we all suffer. We all suffer. We're not separate here. You know, we're all born. We're all born. We all breathe. Okay? So let's just take them as the similarities. Stop looking at all the differences. Because, yeah, there's a small amount. That's an issue. Stop focusing your energy on it. Stop focusing your energy. And when you don't, do it from that standpoint of compassion and understanding and love. And then you can have a real rant for hours. Nobody gets paid off at you. I tell you what, you go into the bank, right? God, I've done it. I've been in the bank and I was angry. God, I was angry. They made me so angry that they'd stolen off me. I was so angry. And what made me even angrier, that everybody else thought I was crazy. They all thought I was crazy. And then I get exonerated. Completely and utterly exonerated. But you're crazy because you got angry. Hang on a minute. When you're being robbed, you're supposed to get angry. You're supposed to use the words, you know, the F words and the bastard words and all them, like, because that's what they're made for. When you come across somebody who's robbing you blind and they're too ignorant to notice, that's what those swear words are made for. You know they are. You bastards, you've stolen me money. What else are you going to call them? Yeah, excuse me, Mr. Banker. You appear to have made an error. No, we don't make any errors. You're scum. Get out. We don't do that. You can't get that. It's up to you. It really is. It really is. And I can't say it enough. I cannot say it enough. Don't want anyone to think I'm having a go at them, because I'm not. I'm not having a go at anyone. If I am, then I'm included with you. I'm right with you. Okay? I'm speaking from where I am and what I've experienced. And I don't know. I do not know what will happen.
I do know we've got to stop what's going on before we can begin. We can't create or even manipulate a better world from the position we're in now.
John in the X-Chat thinks this is a recording. And this, I bet he thinks this is also a recording.
I am. No, I'm recording. I'm actually...
John, there is a special confirmation. This is not a recording.
John, you've bagged us. You're 100% right. The irony is, so are you. You've been recorded, John, typing in chat. You're on a replay. It's all right.
What?
It's the shamanic path, man. You'll wake up in a few minutes and it'll all be a nasty dream. And there you'll be there, lying in your cot with your mummy looking down at you going, who's a pretty boy then? Who's a pretty boy? Aren't you pretty? And when somebody comes along and pulls you out of your cage and throws you out into the world and says, you are free, you'll turn around, you'll dive back in, you'll jump straight back in your cage, look in your mirror, and tell yourself you're a pretty boy. No, thanks for joining in. Good fun. Yes, we are, as always, recorded. Every show we do is recorded, and thanks for reminding us. And we're up on a podcast. So you can actually play the podcast back if you want, and then you might feel you're more happy because you don't want to know the information when it's current. You actually want to listen to it in 30 years' time when it's all too late to do it.
And then our pool will be a recording. Isn't that spooky?
So let me rephrase that. If you're listening to the podcast, this is a recording. However, when it was actually recorded, it was actually live, but we're not live now. Although the odds are that I will still be alive. But that's not for certain, as we mentioned earlier. Anyway, it's got far too confusing. And now that's the end of the rabbit hole, and we're going to drop out of the Dark City. Now, has our producer managed to stay awake through the Dark City, I wonder? Will he put back on that top playlist and start echoing Willie plays, or do we know what's going to happen? Do we not? Have we got a producer?
I am still awake.
We've got a producer, and he's awake. Get in touch with us, folks. We're almost out of time. Join in. We need everybody and everything to make this really work. Everyone. And we even need them to throw rocks at us occasionally. Like I said, don't make it personal.
Speak for yourself.
You hurt one of us here. One of us. You strike at one of us. You strike at us all. Remember that. Join the family. Why not?
You heard it all on Dark City Radio.